Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
So that was the president, of course, at the State of the Union that was laced with what would seem like really surprise moments, not seem like, was surprise moments that really wowed many of the Republicans that were there, and the Democrats at moments definitely applauded, but at choice moments in the end, Nancy Pelosi continued her feud with the president. The president didn't shake her hand, and in the end, she ripped up his speech. Hey, Kate Delaney, another day at the office, so to speak, but this was a big one, and this was a moment that was filled with tears and cheers and jeers. I mean, that was really what the State of the Union was about. It was an hour and a half long, almost, very close to that. This was the president's third State of the Union. And you had a moment where even talk show host icon Rush Limbaugh was awarded the Medal of Freedom in a surprise move. That was one of the surprise moves. The president mentioned that Rush had stage 4 lung cancer. He talked about the charities he's involved with and everything that he's done over the course of his career. And then he had Melania put the Medal of Freedom around his neck, and he was visibly surprised. So I really don't think that he knew that was happening. And that was just one of the big surprise moments, I think, in that State of the Union. And the bottom line is there was a lot of optimism, I think, coming out of this, and there was absolutely division, 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 but it's what we're used to seeing coming out of Washington, D.C., because it was definitely a partisan State of the Union. There was no question about that. The way the Democrats reacted and then the way the Republicans reacted, it started off on that kind of a note, and it ended on that kind of a note, and the economy is strong. And what happens when the economy is strong? When the economy is strong, it bodes very well for an incumbent president who is running for that second term. So needless to say, it bodes well for this president, and he touted the economy right from the get-go, which was a very smart, smart thing to do. And I think it resonates within the base and probably beyond. And we know that he's going to be basically acquitted on Wednesday, and this is the night before when the State of the Union occurs. So it's interesting to see the reaction to it. It's interesting to, like I said, the tears, the jeers, and the cheers. That's how I would define this State of the Union. Grim is listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kate. I hope you are.
I am. What did you think?
Well, the State of the Union speech, it was sort of what I expected, but I did hear a few eyes out of him, which he did promise not to say, but what can you say? That's still kind of Donald.
Yeah.
Which everybody expects, you know, I mean, this kind of, well, Kate, go back to when I first started talking to you. I sat there and said, well, we got to really watch out for Iran. You know, all of a sudden Iran started developing nuclear material, you know, or putting together, you know, a way of refining high grade, weapons grade plutonium. And I was pretty much close about that, and now we're still dealing with them. And Lord knows whether they're producing it, which is scary still. And then, you know, I sit there and I told you, hey, and I was the first one on your show announced it, that this was a coup d'etat.
Yeah, and you were right, and you're right
about it.
Yeah, well, you and I talked about it a lot, about what was happening in Iran, and then the Soleimani deal, I think, was the right thing to do. There's no doubt about that. And then, of course, the president highlighted that in the State of the Union address when he talked about who was killed and what he had done, obviously, and how interesting was that, because just proving the point that this guy was a butcher, and that's what he said.
Well, I keep saying, you know, I keep pointing it out. I'm bringing it up on your show. I was the first, you know. You're sitting there. Do you really think it's a coup d'etat? Yeah, I really think it's a coup d'etat because it had all the signs.
Yeah.
You want me to really scare you? Tomorrow, what if six Republicans walk over on the Democrat side?
That there's no way that happens. That would be shocking. That would trump everything that happened for the State of the Union. That would be shocking. It won't happen. But yeah, can you imagine?
Well, you don't know how many freedom fighters out here kind of wishing it because they're sick of the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't see
they call that, you know, their campfire talk.
Yeah.
They want Christianity. They want true American values to come back to this country. It's just kind of like the halftime show I was disappointed in. But this is what people want to see. And I tell you what, you remember the movie, what was it, the movie where the leaflets were dropping, and I think the leaflets were about Anne. I'm trying to think of her name now. The Jewish girl that hid from the Nazis, and the music. Why didn't they do something about how hard it was for the AFC to develop themselves? I mean, this is a historical point. They could have did something like a play.
Right.
Musical type play like they on Broadway. And dressed it up back in the 50s. Cause I tell you, my dad, he ate tomato soup to help support the Broncos. When we went out, we got to get hamburger and fries, but he got him a bowl of hot water and a couple packs of tomato. And there was a lot of people in Denver that did that, and the restaurants didn't mind it because everybody knew you were supporting the Broncos.
Right.
Kind of like the snowball. You remember that?
Yes.
I mean,
I do.
The announcers were just astonished. Look at them. You got two people sitting there in their assigned seats, and it's snowing all around them. Are they going to be able to get out? and that's just it.
Yeah, getting exactly.
That's just being a true person. That's being a good citizen.
Right, right, right.
You know,
and
not stealing.
Right, right, right. It's interesting. You were thinking about Anne Frank, too, by the way. Very, very popular, the Anne Frank story. Obviously sad what happened, and interesting how we went in that direction. Thanks, Grim. Back in a minute.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Sakes, we can count, except for if we're in Iowa, then we're confused. The app screwed us up. Oh, the Democrats really blew it, but will it affect the chances of a Democrat in the White House? Oh, that's crazy. So I heard that today from somebody. It's not about that. It's about really messing it up and not getting it right. Let's use an app. That'll work. But it didn't work. So here's the deal. What happened with the Iowa caucus? It was Pete, the mayor, Pete Boot, a judge, who in the end was able to close the deal and slide by Bernie Sanders because the votes are in, pretty much. So is it stunning? I think it is kind of stunning that a year ago, who even knew who the mayor was? Sorry, South Bend, I have a lot of friends that live there, they did. But he didn't have a campaign, really, of any sort, but he pulled one together. So there you go. That's American for you. You roll up your sleeves, no matter Republican, Democrat, Independent. You got to respect that out of that guy. So anyway, here's what he had to say about Iowa and the caucuses.
It amounts to a remarkable victory for our campaign's vision and message, and I'm just so humbled by the support that we got from, as far as I can tell, and I haven't seen the very latest map, but as far as I can tell, every different part of the state, different kinds of communities, a lot of those counties that famously switched from President Obama to Trump, and now we need to bring back into the fold.
For some reason in Iowa, they're having a little bit of trouble counting votes. But I am confident that here in New Hampshire, I know they'd be able to count your votes on election night. And when you count those votes, I look forward to winning here in New Hampshire.
There you go. So Bernie Sanders just off of the pace, right behind Mayor Pete. And it's interesting what he said. And, of course, those are his people in the Northeast. And what he said in New Hampshire is pretty interesting. But Buttigieg choked up on Tuesday night, reflecting on his position in Iowa as the results were rolling in, because it is, like I said, a very big moment for him. And this is it. I mean, this is the race to the presidential possibilities that are rambling around in all kinds of people's minds. And it's like I said today, somewhere, I forget where I was, but they were doing a straw poll on how many people would want to be president of the United States. And it used to be you would go somewhere if you were giving a speech or talking to people, and if you would ask that question, you would see a lot of hands go up. Boy, like no hands go up. It's because they see what happens and how divisive things are, just like at the State of the Union with Nancy Pelosi rips up the speech and the president doesn't shake her hands and they have bad blood between them, and you have Democrats storming out, and you have the jeering and cheering, and wow, it was like a pep rally with a few people that accidentally got let in at moments during that. So the Democrats have moved on there in New Hampshire, and then there will be another move on after the Senate votes to acquit the president. I can't imagine that this moves on any further with impeachment. It certainly isn't looking that way. It would be a miracle for the Democrats to have enough Republicans jump over to their side. So I think this whole thing then wraps up, and it's all about the motion forward and it to election day and what happens there, and then of course everything in between, because certainly there are a lot of things going on, like the coronavirus is something to be concerned about, and updates that keep coming in change a little bit here and there. The latest that I have is 492 people worldwide have died in China. They have a lockdown of 60 million people in that country. Three cities reporting over 1,000 confirmed cases. In the United States, the concern, of course, is screening, not having people go out or come in and to the certain areas. And then you've got Americans that are on a ship that is being quarantined near Tokyo after a passenger tested positive for the coronavirus. And there are a lot of Americans on that ship, 400 Americans out of the 3,700. So they're there. They're calling their loved ones. They're doing Skypes and everything else so they can see that they're okay. But that's where that stands. And it is scary. It's not SARS yet, and it's not a pandemic, but that's the question mark. Will it morph into something more? And for goodness sake, we certainly hope that that does not happen. That would be disastrous if that happened. I mean, it already is scary, and of course, anytime you hear that and you hear what's happening with travel and how wide open it is and how much international travel there is and how much travel there is to China, that's where you start to think about it and realize, yeah, that's right. There are definitely places where we would be, you know, exposed. All right, by the way, I'm going to throw this in because somebody asked me about this. What was the Democrats' rebuttal? The Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, used it to focus on especially infrastructure and talked about her appeal is mostly to working class voters, saying that her party is focusing on easing health care costs and other family economic issues. So the focus was mostly on that, and it wasn't so much about attacking various points of the speech other than an overall blanket attack of what the president's said, and saying that there was false information, the facts were wrong, that kind of stuff, but not pointedly. It was more the broader strokes on what the Democrats are doing versus what the president, I guess, is doing. And I watched that rebuttal, and that's the perfect way, I think, to sum that up. All right, you all know how fascinated I am, because we're talking about numbers, with sharks. Or maybe you don't know. Maybe you're fascinated by sharks or frightened of them. I have a friend that lives in Charleston, South Carolina, and she won't get in the water there on those beautiful beaches because she said, you know, that's their environment. And, of course, there have been shark sightings there. But a 2,000-pound great white shark pinged off the Florida Gulf Coast, Destin, Florida. That's a big shark. They've been tracking 11 white sharks in this one organization. They were tagged in Nova Scotia in the fall of 2019, and it's one of the largest, 15 feet 5 inches long. How about that? And it just traveled 2,000 miles. And they're trying to figure out breeding habits, that kind of thing. I think that's cool when they're able to tag them, because they can learn about feeding and the mating and breeding, that whole thing that I just said. But they found this great white, well, pinged, 100 miles off the shores of Northwest Florida. That is a very, very, very big shark. Right? That's a huge shark. All right, speaking of money and the economy, we come back to that. That's what the president started with, the economy and what the economy was doing. And he timed it perfectly. There were a lot of perfect moments, I think, for this president. And because it was a big day on the stock market, it was a good, solid day on the stock market. And heading off of that and looking at the unemployment numbers, which were positive, that only added to what I think he was saying about the economy. And, of course, that's what we all look to. And why is that? Because the world revolves around what you're making, what you're paying out, families, what your anxiety is and fear over money. And it's tax time almost. So everybody's getting those documents in the mail that either make you sweat or make you feel good. Oh, refund. But I noticed that a lot of people aren't bragging about refunds lately. So, again, we punt that back to the, to the economy. And I'm wondering, because this was kind of like Monday for some people, they keep having these surveys that they put out about how many people take Monday off after the Super Bowl. And the results say, and it's a survey they did, this Workforce Institute at Cronus, says 17.5 million employees miss work on Monday. And then they just, you know, they get pre-approved time off and they take Super Bowl, they call it Super Bowl Monday. Or else, you know, some of them will call in sick. It must be one heck of a Super Bowl party if you decide, I'm not going to work the next day. Because it wrapped up late, I wanted to hang out. Yeah, why not, right? You only live once. All right, hang with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has delivered his third State of the Union address. He said that wages were going up, and that is helping the economy.
This is a blue-collar boom.
He asked Congress to draft a bill to help with the high cost of prescription medication.
I'm calling for bipartisan legislation that achieves the goal of dramatically lowering prescription drug prices. Get a bill on my desk, and I will sign it into law immediately.
The president also had his wife Melania give broadcaster Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That comes after Limbaugh announced he has cancer. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave the Democratic response to the State of the Union. After the president finished, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi ripped up her copy of his speech. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the show, Lori Blitch. She's a business owner for the past 19 years and owns Magellan Christian Academies in Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to talk about something that I talk about on the show and previously in Jacksonville, Florida, too, as well. Her schools have won all kinds of awards, including Declaration of Magellan Day by the mayor of Jacksonville, Florida. That was back in 2010. I could go on and on about her accolades, but I want to make sure that I get to the meat of her schools and what we're talking about here. So, Lori, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Kate. It's great being back on your show again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, one of the things, and this is that other sidebar thing, you're the published author of children's books, and you've even gotten the Gold Star status on Amazon. And that last time you were here, that's exactly what we talked about.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm really excited about that, yeah.
So now we're talking about the schools, and the first question is that comes to mind is, how did you become involved in these private schools?
Well, I kind of saw over the years of indoctrination going on in campuses, I saw not only at the college level, which I have taught at the college level, but also now in the high school, it is now in the middle school and the elementary, which is just completely surprises me. And now it is spilling over to the early learning academies and schools. And it was concerning me. And I said, we've got to get back to traditional academic learning. And over the last 60 years, I've just noted that we have moved away from content academia and we've moved towards more ideological control of schools, and that's not academia, and it's and I remember when I was getting my master's degree years ago, I saw a movie just popped up one day. It was called Idiocracy, and it's a rather crude movie, but I think it kind of gives the viewer a sense of what how society disintegrates when people are not properly educated. So I wanted to open Magellan Academy because I wanted to capture children at a very young age when their mind is most open to learning. I wanted to put in their faith-based Judeo-Christian principles, teach them values, and also teach math and science because that is so fundamentally important to children at a young age to develop those pathways in their brain. And I wanted to teach from a solid foundation of a good curriculum that is pretty much laid out without much wiggle room for the teachers, because I tightly control the education in my schools. I just don't let anybody willy-nilly teach it as they want. I tightly control it here as to what's taught in my schools. But we teach traditional academic learning, which is what I wanted, where we teach phonics rather than memorization. And today they kind of gotten away from phonics and to more the memorization type reading, which memorization is fine, but anybody who's in academia knows that memorization is kind of a lower form of learning. It's not your higher level learning where you apply things that you learn. For instance, you know, some people made the argument to me, well, you know, isn't anatomy, isn't anatomy memorization? I said, yes, but you can memorize all the bones, but you got to be able to know where they go in the body. So you got to apply that knowledge of where those bones are. So I believe in teaching the concepts. We believe in teaching phonics, proper way to read, et cetera. And then once they learn that, then they commit that to memory. So those are the things that we do here at Magellan. We've had great success with our test scores have been excellent. I just had a parent here the other day, and she was talking to me, and she says, My daughter is doing so well in school now, and she says, in a result, we live probably about 15 to 18 miles from you, but we drive this distance just to bring our son, who's in our kindergarten preparatory program. And she said, we drive 18 miles just to bring him. So those are some really great feedback that I get. And you know what's interesting, Kate? I was in New Orleans a few years ago, and I was at a school kind of watching about some different teaching techniques and things of that type. And there was a little girl by the name of Taylor, and she was about 8 or so years old. She was a very industrious young girl, and she goes to get this little manipulative building tools here, and she's putting them all back together, putting them in logical order, and I'm watching her. Well, this other little girl pops over by her and says, I want that. I want to play with that. And Taylor looks at the little girl and says, no. So the little girl goes to the teacher and says, I want that. I want to play with that. And so the teacher goes to little Taylor and says, Taylor, you know the rules. We have to share everything. And I thought to myself, whoa, time out. This little girl took the effort to took this off the shelf, put everything back together, which was clearly in a mess. She sorted everything, and then she started building. And then this other little girl gets upset with her because she wouldn't share it and just tosses some of the things into the floor. But the teacher tried to get Taylor to share her things. And so I took the little girl by the hand when the teacher got her attention got diverted. I took the little girl by the hand. I showed her something else and redirected her. So I got her involved into something else. So I went to the teacher and I said, the philosophy of sharing, that you said that everybody has to share, is that correct? She said, yes, it makes us become better adults. And I said, but why should she share something that she got herself and put together just because this little girl wants it? She goes, because as adults, we have to learn as adults, we share everything. And I said, okay, well, if you believe that philosophy, then count me in. How about you share your bank account with me? And then all of a sudden, and that was, oh no, that hands off my, I said, no, you can't pick and choose what you want to share. If you believe that we should teach children to share everything they have and then that makes us better adults so that we share. And I said, that makes no logical sense to me. I said, because now what you're teaching that other little girl is one, to, that she can take away from somebody something that they have, but the second thing is to covet what somebody else has. And I said, so you're teaching her all the wrong values. And of course, she and I had a nice little dialogue, and I said, but I'm still waiting for that bank account so we can share that.
Wow, what a great example. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, those are the kind of things that are being taught in schools anymore, and I stand in complete amazement of that.
And, you know, you talked about influences and you talked about the curriculum and obviously what you've seen. And of course, for 19 years running Magellan Christian Academies, as I mentioned, previously in Jacksonville, now in Phoenix, Arizona. And then the reaction you've gotten from some parents. You talk about Ayn Rand, and that's a book I read, Atlas Shrugged. And how did that book affect your beliefs and, you know, about business and government, what we're talking about, that also wraps into what these kids are learning?
Well, I read the book. I was a military officer at the time, and I was up going through Charleston, South Carolina. It was during the time of Desert Storm, and I was mobilized up to the Northeast. And I go through Charleston, South Carolina. I was in the historic district, and I saw a book called The Fountainhead, which was a book written prior to Atlas Shrugged. And you know, you always want to just kind of thumb through the book, read through the pages. It was interesting, so I read the book. But a couple of years later, though, I read that book, Atlas Shrugged, and written by Ayn Rand. And for your readers, if they're not, or the listeners, if they've never read the book, it's a life-changing book, literally. It's a story about the United States that's becoming more and more dysfunctional. The government takes more and more control over businesses through regulations, collectivist policies. And in the book, it's what Ayn Rand refers to, irrational altruism. And the government regulations that become so stifling to businesses and inventions, and the individual human spirit just is becoming so harnessed that these people eventually revolt. And John Galt, who's kind of a main character in the book, who believes in unleashing the individual human spirits to reach your full potential, he takes them away and to put them in a place, I believe it's called Gulch, or I can't remember, it's like Gulch in Colorado. You can't see it from the air, and you can't see it if you drive past it. So you take all these smart, productive people, and you put them in a place, and you take them away from a dysfunctional society. And kind of in the book, at the end, the United States is kind of left to defend for itself for people who believe in taking from hardworking people and voting people in to take from them, and then the country just collapses. And then the thought of the book is they'll bring all these people back out to build this up. But I was, as a military officer, I was in many third world countries, and I just saw the abject poverty and the servitude with people, and it just made me cringe, because you always want to see people do well in life, and you want them to have opportunities. And I was in so many of these third world countries, and you could just see the despair on the people's faces. There was nothing for them, and their governments had just inflicted servitude upon them. But in contrast, when I get back to the United States, I would see how capitalism unleashed the individual human spirit and creativity and our burst of technological and scientific innovation.
Hang on a second, Lori. We're going to continue with Lori Blitch in just a second here on America Tonight. Shot at
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How lucky can one guy be?
Kate Delaney, and we're back with Lori Blitch. So, Lori, in the end, what did you take away from Ayn Rand's book?
All these countless hundreds of industrialists of our country that improved the lives for hundreds of millions of people. And I think today what they probably refer to these men as, what do they call that, toxic masculinity or something?
Yeah.
But these were great men, and I would love to sit and just have a conversation with these great men and just learn from them, because they were incredible people. But, you know, not only did they invent things, but they opened companies and they employed multitudes of people, and they increased their standard of living while helping the lives of hundreds of millions of people. And I know of no government that has done this. And if anything, governments extract wealth from the private sector for themselves. But capitalism has transformed the world for the better. And this is what Ayn Rand speaks about in her book, Atlas Shrugged. And, you know, you go to, in contrast, you go to socialist countries and they impose heavy regulations and burdens upon businesses. The taxation is so high. I believe, for instance, in your Scandinavian countries like Norway and Sweden and those, it's like a 60%. And nobody wants to go to work to pay 60% of your income to the government and just to let them squander it. But, you know, socialism, as you and I both know, that it believes in income redistribution. And, for instance, if I were to go to Venezuela right now with $1 million, and I distribute, and I go through by what socialists believe, and I take that $1 million, and I distribute it among 1 million people. I have done nothing. I have not lifted anybody up. Everybody is still poor, now including myself. So, you know, it's just kind of like what Margaret Thatcher said, you know, socialism works till you run out of other people's money. And so, but if you take smart, productive people with a concentration of wealth and you invest into business, invention, and technology, I can help hundreds of millions of people and I can employ tens of millions of people. So like I said, if I went to Venezuela with a million and I spread all of it out, I've done nothing. But if I take that concentration of wealth and I open businesses in Venezuela, then I'm going to help countless thousands, if not millions of people as I open up lots of businesses. And as a result, when I open more businesses, people are going to have a little more disposable income. They can afford to buy a home. Well, homes need furniture. So now furniture companies spring up. Furniture makers spring up. Well, you got to have people to drive that furniture from the factory to the furniture stores and from the furniture stores to the people's homes. Now you need plumbers. You need electricians. Now they think, well, I have a little bit more money. Let me get my teeth done now. So now we need dentists. So we need schools to teach dentists. And then we need dental hygienists. So capitalism helps everybody. Socialism helps nobody. And as we'll see down there with Venezuela, that once wonderful country has now been reduced to, it's become the poster child of dysfunctionalism. And, you know, but you have to blame the people. They opened the door, the vampire of socialism, and they let him in the door, and they can't uninvite that guy now. So, and these people are being reduced to eating dog food, breaking into zoos, and slaughtering the animals just so that they can eat.
Yeah, it's terrible to watch that.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, too, George McGovern, Senator McGovern, when he got out of office a number of years ago, he believed in taxation and regulations, and he, after he got out of the Senate, he opened up an inn, I believe it was in Stratford, Connecticut. And 2 years later, he filed bankruptcy, and his business went under. But he even cited high taxes, regulations from the state, federal, and local, as well as, of course, splash in the recession, which didn't help much. But he said that he wished he would have listened to the wise counsel of business people rather than forging ahead with his policies that he wanted to enforce through legislation. And a lot of it was probably good intentions, but unintended consequences that happened. But this book literally was a life changer for me when I read this book on Ayn Rand. And unfortunately, a lot of people always want to look at Scandinavian countries, for instance, Sweden, how it's a utopia, and it's that it's not. You can't listen to the press and believe what they say about this stuff because they don't even do their research. And, of course, they want to spin it. They're ideologues, a lot of them. And not only that, you know, you hear the politicians talk about how wonderful they are, and they're not. And you know, if anybody knows anything about Sweden, it's really not very socialistic at all. Yeah, you have socialized health care, which is a very poor form of health care. But back in the 70s and 80s, prior to that, Sweden wasn't socialistic hardly at all. It was only in the 70s and 80s. And then their economy was in a free fall because of socialism. They could not pay their pensions or anything of that type. So they had to throw out the politicians in the 80s and then greatly reduce the size of government, reduce taxes tremendously. They had to have pension reform, and their pensions were similar to our Social Security over here. And they privatized many of the government-owned businesses, and I believe they even privatized their subway system over there. They eliminated inheritance taxes. Then what they did with their pension reform was they privatized most of their pension reforms to take the votes away from the politicians. And as a result, their economy just mushroomed, and they're doing well today because of that. They also created school vouchers where you could take your child to either private or public education. So, and they actually have freer markets than we do in this country. And that's why they're doing so well. So for these politicians and the media to say that we should mold ourselves to them, well, hey, I'm all for that. We need to make our markets even freer, you know, and let's lower the, you know, the government, get them out there. Let's have school vouchers for people. So it's like, okay, so do your homework.
Right. It's funny. You're right, because people don't do their homework and then they spout something that isn't right. As we come to a close with this, Lori, and we've talked about this and your philosophy and what's happened and what's really made Magellan thrive and what you've done with the curriculum, I want to go back to that for the last couple of minutes and tell us what you're most proud of as being the business owner for 19 years. I mean, and you've had an interesting background and have an interesting background writing children's books, a naval officer for 20 years, all of that and healthcare wrapped into it. So tell me what you're most proud about with Magellan.
Well, that we have graduated thousands of students, and our graduations every year, we have about 600 to 700 people that attend our graduations. Our students recite, we teach them the Constitution. They recite the Constitution preamble, and they break it down because that preamble has a tremendous amount of meanings in it. As you know, our founding fathers did a beautiful job writing that Constitution. And I always tell people that in order to have a culture, you have to have a lifeline to the past. And we have to know where we came from to know where we're going. And so we teach our children about American exceptionalism. We teach them about the Constitution. So we have them recite this, and the parents absolutely love it. Our test scores are really high. We don't indoctrinate. We teach true education, which lifts educational standards, whereas indoctrination has very low educational standards, if any, really at all, and they're usually taught by ideologues. So we do that, and our students do incredibly well because I have a great love for knowledge and facts. And, of course, we always want to splash in some wisdom in there, too.
I love that wisdom, too. All right, so tell us a website where people can go to find out more about the school.
They can go to MagellanAcademies.com.
Magellan Academy.
And,
got it.
MagellanAcademies.com.
Excellent. All right, Lori Blitch, we could talk all night long and all day long. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, again, thanks to Lori Blitch for that, and you heard about her school and that conversation about Ayn Rand. Just a little bit more about Ayn Rand if you don't know her. And she mentioned picking up the book The Fountainhead and of course, Atlas Shrugged. Those are the two best-selling novels. And she's known for developing a philosophical system that she actually called objectivism, easy for me to say. And here's the deal. She was educated in Russia. She moved to the United States in the mid-20s. And this is the deal, exactly what you heard from Lori about what we now see, certainly, with capitalism and letting people do what they do. There's all kinds of Ayn Rand quotes, of course, very, very famous. And one of the things that I can remember her saying is, a creative man is motivated by the desire to achieve, not by the desire to beat others. And then the question isn't who is going to let me, it's who is going to stop me. And I think that is incredibly interesting. And if you haven't read The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged, pick them up. It's interesting because whether you agree with Ayn Rand or not, it's really interesting and fascinating to read her point of view and think about the times and when she put those together. Hey, thanks to everybody for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.